The long relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia has seen high and low points over the years, but perhaps the greatest test has come in recent weeks with the discovery that most of the terrorists involved in the September 11th attacks were from Saudi Arabia, as is Osama bin Laden. Now the United States is asking Saudi Arabia for help in tracking and shutting down the money sources linked to terrorism. Published reports yesterday indicated the Saudis are reluctant to be as cooperative as the U.S. wants. We spoke today with Adel Al-Jubeer, who advises the Saudi Crown Prince on foreign affairs. He says his country is cooperating.
I think the reality is a far cry removed from what is appearing in the press. The cooperation between our two countries has been excellent. It has been described as such not only by us, but also by your officials, including your president. We have frozen the accounts that were on your original list. What we have made clear to the United States government, and I believe the U.S. government understands our position fully, is that we have to be careful before we charge humanitarian organizations with supporting evil causes. We want to make sure that the evidence is there and that the facts are there, and so this doesn't really mean reluctance.
Mr. Al-Jubeer, on a related topic, the Bush administration has obviously been attempting to respond to concerns about the way the U.S. relates to Israel and to the Palestinians. There has been, perhaps it could be described as a change in tone, a change in attitude by the United States. I wonder if you have taken account of it, what you think of it.
Oh, absolutely. We believe that the declared American policy, which was enunciated by President Bush in October and reiterated by Secretary Powell a few days ago, is very positive. Whenever the United States is actively engaged in the peace process, the process moves forward, and whenever the United States is not engaged in the peace process, it either stops or it slides back.
There is a delegation coming to Saudi Arabia to discuss the Middle East. The president's own representative at the peace talks, retired General Zinni, is coming. Ambassador Burns is coming. What do you hope to get out of that meeting?
Well, we have a plan to end the ceasefire and move the peace process back towards negotiations, which are the Tenet and the Mitchell plans, and we believe that implementing those two would contribute significantly to improving the atmosphere between the parties and to relaunching the peace process. The concerns that we had were the continued settlement activities by the Israelis, the closure of the territories, the assassination policies, the occupation of certain areas that were under Palestinian control, and we were hoping that wisdom will prevail so that we can shift resources from tanks and bullets to hospitals and educational systems.
Mr. Al-Jubeer, it's sort of common to hear in the United States that September 11th has changed everything for this country. An attack on our shores, so many lives lost. Has it changed anything in Saudi Arabia, do you think?
Absolutely it has. The events of September 11 were shocking, and they drive the point home to everybody that terrorism is a global problem and that we have to work with other countries, we have to cooperate, and because at the end of the day we're all in this together.
But of course it's very difficult for Americans to overlook the fact that the majority of the hijackers that crashed those planes were Saudis.
And I believe it is also very difficult for Saudis to comprehend that so many Saudis were involved. The people who committed this crime were criminals, and that they're deviants, and that they should be punished to the fullest extent of the law possible. It's unfortunate that they were Saudis, and we're shocked at this notion, and we're shocked that they would commit such a horrible act, but we reject them, just like America rejects the actions of Timothy McVeigh, and just like Christianity rejects the actions of Jim Jones.
Mr. Al-Jubeer, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're very welcome.
Adel Al-Jubeer is the foreign affairs advisor to the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. We reached him in Riyadh.